Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the halacha that's known as Tfilas Ezra. So Tfilas Ezra was a takana instituted by Ezra for a Balkeri. So a Balkeri is Tame. In addition to a Balkeri being Tame, Ezra made a takana that if somebody is a Balkeri, he should not learn Torah. And the reason Ezra made the takana is not because the Balkeri is Tame and as a result he felt that someone that's Tame shouldn't be learning Torah. Divrei Torah, Einon Mekablo Toma, and there's no person that could be too Tame for him to be able to learn Torah. The reason Ezra did it was Shelo Yiu Talmidei Chachamim Mitzuyin Eitzon Neshoiseyem Kitarnu Goylem. He had a reason that he did it, and he made a takana, and that was that someone that's a Balkeri should not be able to learn Torah. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if someone's a Balkeri, and now it comes time to say Kriya Shema or to daven. So what should he do? If a Balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah, is he allowed to say Kriya Shema? Is there an Eitzah or not? That's the topic of the Mishnah. So it says the Mishnah, Balkeri Maharur Beliboy. If someone is a Balkeri and it comes time to say Kriya Shema, what he should do is he should be Maharur Beliboy, meaning he should think the words of Kriya Shema, not actually recite them, because that's not okay based on the takana of Ezra that you're not allowed to learn Torah, so too you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, but at the same time you should think the words. But he shouldn't make a bracha, not before Kriya Shema, not after Kriya Shema. He shouldn't say the bracha. He also shouldn't be maharer the bracha. Val hamazon. What if a balkeri eats and now it comes time to bench? Mevarech la'achrav. He should bench not by reciting the words of benching, but rather by being maharer, by thinking the words. Ve'ena mevarech lafanav. However, as it relates to making a bracha before the food that he eats, he shouldn't recite the bracha. Not only should he not recite the bracha, but he also shouldn't be maharer the bracha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues with everything that we just said. He says that a balkeri, even though it's true, Ezra made a takana that he's not allowed to learn Torah, but at the same time, it has nothing to do with everything that we just discussed. It doesn't impact Kriya Shema. It doesn't impact the brachas of Kriya Shema. It doesn't impact benching. It doesn't impact the bracha that you make before you eat. But rather, Rabbi Yehuda holds mevarich lefneim velachareim. A balkeri is allowed to make a regular bracha before and after. And as a result, you don't have to be concerned about the takana of Ezra as it relates to everything that the Mishnah discussed. So the truth is, this is a very, very loaded Mishnah, and the Gemara on this Mishnah has a lot of raid that's associated with it. But just on a very, very elementary level, what the Mishnah said was a few things. Number one, the Mishnah said that a Balkeri, just like he's not allowed to learn Torah based on the Takana of Ezra, so too, he can't say Kriya Shema, he can't bench, he can't make a bracha. It affects not only his ability to learn, but it affects his ability to daven and his ability to even recite certain brachas. Not just that, Chazal said that even though a Balkeri is not allowed to utter words of Torah, but there is an idea of a Balkeri being maharer b'libay. There's an idea of him thinking the words. Okay, so what should a Balkeri do? Should he be maharer? Should he not be maharer? So the Mishnah said it depends. Kriya Shema, be maharer. The brachas of Kriya Shema, don't be maharer. When it comes to eating, making a bracha afterwards, brachas hamazon, be maharer. The bracha before, don't be maharer. What's the difference? What's the difference between Kriya Shema that we say be maharer and the brachas of Kriya Shema that we say don't be maharer? What's the difference between benching that we say be maharer and making the bracha before you eat where we say don't be maharer? The short answer is, Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The bracha is before and after are only mitzvahs d'rabbanan. When it comes to the mitzvah d'oraisa, Chazal said, be maharer. When it comes to the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, Chazal said, don't bother being maharer. Benching is a d'oraisa. Making a bracha before you eat, as important as it is only d'rabbanan. Benching that's d'oraisa, Chazal said, be maharer. Making the bracha beforehand, it's just only a d'rabbanan, the Chazal said, don't be maharer. So when it comes to a mitzvah d'oraisa, be maharer. When it comes to a mitzvah d'rabbanan, don't be maharer. Just one other thing in terms of just understanding the Mishnah that we need to speak out, and that is, what's this inyan of being maharer? So a Balkeri can't say Kriya Shema, but he should think the words of Kriya Shema, right? He should meditate on the words. If you can't say it, why are you being maharer? And there's a major, big-time machloikis amayron, how to understand Pasha Pshan in the Mishnah. The amayron that said that the reason the Mishnah says you should be maharer is because hearer is kedibur dami. Because thinking words is the equivalent of reciting those words. So a balkeri is not allowed to recite the words, but he's allowed to think the words. And being that hearer is kedibur dami, so therefore the balkeri should, at the very least, think the words. There's another man that argues and says hearer is lav kedibur dami, that really thinking is not the equivalent of reciting. So why is the balkeri being mahara b'liboy? Because Chazal didn't want the balkeri to completely be mevatel the mitzvah. So he said, at the very least, be mahara. But it's not that being mahara is actually a fulfillment of the mitzvah, because hearer really is lav kedibur dami. So really, as a sub-category of this Mishnah, this is the makar to the machloikis and shas, where the hearer is kedibur dami or hearer is not kedibur dami. So again, there's a lot going on in this Mishnah. Number one, the basic premise of Takanas Ezra, where Ezra made a takana that a balkeri, not because of his tumah, but a balkeri is not allowed to recite Divrei Torah. That's one thing you see in the Mishnah. Another thing you see in the Mishnah is that the Mishnah says that Kriyishma is Deiraisa, Birchas Kriyishma is the Rabbanon, Birchas HaMazin is Deiraisa, the bracha they make before Yid is only the Rabbanon. That obviously has implications. And finally, the Mishnah seems to say that there's some idea of being Maharer. What does that really mean? Is that mean if I think Kriyishma, it's as if I recited Kriyishma? That's actually a machlokes. There are some that hold that Mahara is literally Kedibur Dami. There are others that hold that Mahara is not Kedibur Dami. Mishnah Hey continues on the same theme and it discusses the halacha of a balkeri. If somebody was in the middle of davening, v'nisker shehu balkeri, and in the middle of davening, he remembered that he's a balkeri. And because of the takana of Ezra, if you're in the middle of davening, and you're a balkeri, maybe you should have to stop davening. So what should he do? Says the Mishnah, lo yafzik. Don't just abruptly stop your Shmei Na'asri, elali katzer. What you should do is you should say an abbreviated version of Shmei Na'asri, try to finish as quickly as you can, and then obviously don't continue davening. But to just abruptly stop in the middle of davening, that's not okay. Yara litpa. What happens if a person is in the mikvah? He literally is being toivel now because he's a balkeri, and there's a takonas Ezra that you're not allowed to say Krishma, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to learn Torah until you have tefillah. But he's in the mikvah right now, and then he realizes it's time for him to say Krishma. So what does that mean? He's in the mikvah, it's time to say Krishma. So just come out of the mikvah and say Krishma. Teresi doesn't have enough time to get out of the mikvah. How would that be possible? So I think if you ask the man on the street, he would tell you, I don't know, maybe it's right before the Zman Krishma. If you look in the Mefarshim, the Bar Tanuri says that's not what it was. What happened was it was right before Netzach Amah. And there was a minig to say Krishma before Netzach Amah, based on the whole idea of Vasikin. But there was an inyan to say Krishma right before Netzach Amah. So this person's in the mikvah and it's right before Netzach Amah, and he realizes that he's a little bit stuck. So what should he do? Should he say Krishma in this compromised state? He's not wearing clothing, so it's not really proper to say Krishma in this case. So says the Mishnah, Im Yochel Lalois Uliskas, as if he can get out of the mikvah and he can put clothing on, velikrois, and say Krishma Achaloi Tone Tzachamo before Netzachamo, Yala Vyaskasa Vyikrid. And that's what you should do. You should get up and you should cover yourself with clothing. You should read Krishma and it's going to be fine. Vimlav, if you don't have enough time, meaning by the time you get out of the mikvah and you put on clothing, you're going to already miss Netzachamo, Yaskasa B'mayim Vyikrid. You should just stay covered inside the water and say Krishma that way. Meaning, even though being covered in the water is not ideal, it's not l'katchila, but b'dieved it works. Avaloy yiskasa, you should not cover yourself, lo b'mayim aron, not with dirty water, v'lo b'mei hamishra, or with water that was used to soak flax, achayot l'soich hamayin, unless you pour clean water in it, otherwise you shouldn't do it. V'kama yarchik mehemu minatzaya, so we just mentioned that a person that's covered inside dirty water, you shouldn't say kriyishma that way. It sounds like to say kriyishma inside dirty water is not okay. Why? Because it's dirty. So in general, how far does a person have to distance himself from something dirty if he wants to say Kriyishma? Says the Mishnah, Arba Amos, 4 Amos. You have to be 4 Amos away from something dirty in the event that you want to recite Kriyishma.